This is Outside the Round with Matt Barile, a Rage Rowdy podcast.
Yeah. All right, we rolling, Ike? Tailgating Tall Boys, day three. How we doing? Yay. It's very early. Everybody's recovering. My voice is completely shot today because we did the after party with Cliffy D last night. And man, did it get fucking aggressive. It was wild. Saw all kinds of shit. Understand why DJ Cliffy D is the best in the business. And works here with the Tailgate and Tall Boys folks. He does such a good job being an ambassador to this brand. And he's the man. We love DJ Cliffy D. And we love this lineup that we have today. Once again, my name is Matt Barile. Everybody looking at me like, who's this idiot talking to a microphone? Well, you're going to see me. You're going to see this idiot talking into a microphone on the main stage and battling to see if I can keep my voice all weekend. We have got a great lineup in store for day three. Landon, disconnect that Bluetooth, bud. We've got a great lineup this weekend. And Saturday, day three, is definitely in that vein. Starting out on the main stage, we've got the home team, the boys from Lakeview. We got our boy Nate Smith. We got Chase Rice. And then we got the hometown kid. He actually got here on Thursday night, and he's just been fucking partying all weekend with the homies, Bailey freaking Zimmerman. You're excited for Bailey Zimmerman. You've even got Bailey Zimmerman. You've got his picture on your sneakers, which it blows my mind. I've never seen somebody wear artist face on the sneakers. That is commitment. That is commitment right there. And then we've got a great lineup on the side stage too. Nikki T is going to be hosting the side stage this weekend, which has been awesome. And we love the side stage, particularly with Rage Rowdy, because you get to see the guys and girls are on the come up where you're like, oh shit, I saw so-and-so on the side stage. Now they're selling out arenas and stadiums and all kinds of stuff. So today on the side stage, we've got Taylor Holder closing it out at 7 o'clock. We've got our buddy Dipper on at 5. And then we got our first podcast guest of the day, a dude from L.A., Louisiana, and spent time in Mississippi. I'm sure he knows all about Ricks and Starkville and knows all about that crazy shit. His name is Lacade. He's a new guy on the scene, and we're going to get him to come sit down with us right now and just kind of get right into it. Is it feedbacking out there, Ike? We got to probably... No, we're good? Okay, that's just the trucks and shit over there. Oh, there it is. There's the feedback. That's what I was asking you. All right. So I think we're good now. We're battling the wind and shit. My brother, Lacade. What is your real name? Is your real name Cade?
Cade,
what's your last name?
Brinkley.
Cade Brinkley. Yep. So where did the name Lacade kind of come from? Why did we go that route?
I had a guy in high school, and he would call everybody like Lil, right?
Oh,
before
okay.
He'd say your name. So his name was Max. He'd be like Lil Max. Like,
Lil Max.
You know, Lil Bob. But like the way his accent, like that like Louisiana accent, it sounded like he was saying, hey, Lacade.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of stuck.
That's cool, dude.
So
yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, I grew up watching like Swamp People and shit with my dad and hearing those accents. And then going out on tour and having the pleasure of going to places like Baton Rouge, Monroe, Scott, Lafayette. Like, you hear the accents, man.
Yeah,
the Cajun
for sure.
Culture. You guys have the best food.
Oh, we do.
And I'm a Northeastern guy.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Mecca of pizza and sandwiches and fucking delis and all this good stuff.
Yeah.
There is nothing like going, driving through Louisiana, pulling over to a gas station and getting duck tacos, getting boudin balls, getting all the good shit that you guys have.
Hawaiian shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. We got to drive through liquor stores too, man. Just drive through there and get
you guys. Yeah, you can drive through liquor store in Louisiana and get you a strawberry daiquiri.
Yeah, you can drive through, get a daiquiri and a pack of Marlboro Reds.
A hurricane. Yeah. You can do all kinds of stuff. So how long have you been up in Nashville now?
I just made a year.
Congrats,
March,
dude.
Thanks,
the biggest step is just getting there, bro. That's what I always tell people because I have a lot of friends. Like, we get to see kids as they're coming up with Rage Rowdy with all of our friends. You look good in that hat, by the way. Thanks for repping, dog. So how you been liking it? You're in town.
Yeah, it's cool, man. I have a lot of fun. I made a lot of friends up there. It's kind of a culture shock, though, coming from, like, you know, like 900 population towns and shit.
Yeah, dude. You got like 900 people in one bar on Broadway.
Right, exactly. Yeah, there's more people on Broadway than there is in my hometown.
Which is crazy, dude. Which is wild. And it's cool seeing the crew that you've got out with you on the road. Two guys that I am very close with.
Yeah.
Luke Robinson.
Yeah.
On guitar. I remember when Luke first moved to Nashville from South Carolina. He was my roommate. I was his first roommate in town.
Oh,
we lived in fucking Antioch together, bro. And me and Luke had some times. He showed me all these different bands and stuff. And we get up in the morning and wake and bake and have some coffee together. And Luke's the man. And then you got our boy, Mr. Rowdy himself, Yin's guy over there, Mr. Max King, helping you out. So
he's a character.
How's the road? How's it been being on the road and stuff now? Because you're in town. Were you doing touring and things like that?
No, I think this is our like sixth show as a band. I think my seventh ever.
Wow.
So still pretty new. It's fun, though.
It's a good place to be doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to a lot of festivals, like, growing up and stuff?
No.
There aren't too, I'm trying to think of any festivals that are in Louisiana.
Not too many.
There's, like, the mud parks and stuff, yeah. But that's not quite like this.
Yeah, we didn't go to much, to be honest with you. Like, we were just homebody people, really.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't go out much, so it's cool, though, to get to see it now, like, at an age where I can, like, go out there and have a beer and enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy a good surf side. What do you think of that?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's
I
just,
like it.
It tastes like iced tea, and it doesn't have all the shit that other brands have where it gives you the hangover and stuff.
Yeah, I actually like it a little bit better than Twisted Teas.
Yeah, because it's not going to give you the hangover. They're crushable.
Right.
That's what Nikki says. They're crushable. They're good. So, as far as your show, what can we expect from you? Six or seven shows in.
Six or seven shows new to this thing.
Yeah,
dude. I'm pretty new to it, man. But, you know, I like to just bring the energy the best I can, man. It's fun. We have a great time. You know, we like to play, like, a couple unreleased songs, like that type vibe, you know, just getting the fans ready because we don't have a lot out either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
that's what's kind of crazy is, like, and it's cool that you're on the same day as a guy like Bailey Zimmerman because
–
Bailey, similar kind of thing where there was this attention that kind of came and then you move to town and then the ball just kind of starts rolling, dude. And you work hard in town, but you're like, how old are you?
21.
Yeah, you're a kid. You're figuring this out in the moment. And like, did you do the college thing or no?
Dude, I was enrolled like legally. But I didn't go.
Yeah.
I dropped
out.
So
you're going to Honky Tonk U right now. You are going to your college classes are getting in the writing room, are going to festivals like this. Your class project is playing Tailgate and Tall Boys, the side stage in Bloomington, Illinois.
This is the end of the semester grade.
Dude, that's wild. That's what, isn't that cool though? Yeah. Like how grateful are you to be able to get to do this for a living?
Man,
like what were you doing before the music stuff kinda got going?
It's a blessing, man.
What were you doing back in Louisiana before music?
So in Louisiana, I was working as a car detailer, and then in Mississippi, like right after high school, I was working as at a pizza place.
Wow.
I was making pizzas and delivering them.
And now here you are.
Yeah.
Doing this.
Yeah, it's a big step up from making pizza.
Yeah, where in Mississippi were you?
Hattiesburg.
Oh, I love Hattiesburg, bro.
Hattiesburg,
Brewskies.
Brewskies.
Shout out to Brewskies in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. If any of the folks from down there are listening, I used to be on the road with Trey Lewis. I was his tour manager, and I was out with the Muscadine Bloodline guys. And Gary Stanton is a Southern Miss grad from Muscadine. Mm-hmm. And he got his start. His first shows ever were playing in a cover band at Brewskies.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of history that we've got in Hattiesburg and that good seafood down there. The beautiful women, and Hattiesburg that's a cool spot to be. So you kind of get to see a little bit of the scene that's down there, but make that full jump to Nashville.
And it's close to New Orleans, so if you want to go party,
it's
like an hour and 25 minutes.
Near Biloxi.
Yeah, near Biloxi, yeah.
Which is funny, because they used to give me shit for this, and your folks that'll be listening, because we're going to be airing this podcast we're going to be airing these live pods over the next few weeks. So there's going to be some folks back in Mississippi listening to this. I used to call it, I got roasted by Trey Lewis and his whole crew because most of them were from Alabama.
Yeah.
I grew up in New York, so I had never heard of Biloxi, but my only way of knowing that town was Fred Durst on the Family Values Tour back in the day with Limp Bizkit, came out and sang Outside with Aaron Lewis, and in the song he goes, Biloxi.
Biloxi.
He called it Biloxi. So I thought my whole life that it was Biloxi, Mississippi. And I got roasted by those Alabama boys for calling that beautiful coastal casino town Biloxi. So that whenever we would go to Mississippi, Trey'd be like, are we going to Biloxi, bro? Are we going to Biloxi? And I'd get a bunch of shit. So what are you excited about? We got all this fair food over here. We got all the campers parked out there. What are you excited? Because you didn't go to a lot of, have you played any festivals, or is this kind of the first one?
We played one. The first one, it was a Hub Fest in Hattiesburg. It was the first band show. Yeah, so we played that one, so this will be my second. But honestly,
this is a bigger scale.
Yeah, way bigger scale than Hub Fest. Honestly, I'm just excited to see everybody else play.
Dude, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see what it's about.
Yeah, you get to be on the same lineup on the side stage as guys like Dipper. There's a guy coming up, similar situation to you, coming out of Texas. And then you've got Taylor Holder, who obviously a lot of folks know. I think we're going to have Taylor come on this pod in a little while. And then on the main stage, Lakeview, fucking badass. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen those boys before, but they rock. They're a straight rock band. Bailey Zimmerman in his hometown, bro.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be...
Bailey got here on Thursday, and he's been partying all weekend. He took the weekend off, and they parked the buses, and they have just been raging all weekend.
I bet they have.
So that show tonight in his home state, his hometown, is going to be sick. Oh, Chase Rice... You can hear him right there. Chase Rice is sound checking out there right now, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And then Nate Smith puts on a hell of a show. So to be on a lineup with all those guys, pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of unbelievable. Yeah.
Eric Church played this thing last night.
Yeah, I heard.
Which was wild.
Yeah, but that was a good show.
And you guys showed, how was the ride coming up? What are you guys traveling around in?
We actually took my truck.
Oh, you guys packed in the truck?
We packed in the truck. Bad Habits actually just redid my truck.
What kind of truck you driving?
It's a Ford F-150.
Ford F-150. So you being a truck guy, you got to love the truck show aspect of this. Mm-hmm. There's some great vendors. We got BMC Lights over there. We got Elevate. We've got all kinds of insane trucks. Like, I don't even know how you get in that thing over there. I really don't. I don't know how you get in a big...
Persistence.
yeah. It's like you're back in the dirty and the mud bogs and stuff, dude. It's wild. But they got so many different like rigs and trucks, and that's a great part of this festival, the Max Truck Show, which is cool because Bailey and his family are actually involved in that. Because Bailey came up working on trucks. Mm-hmm. So that big white truck that's parked on the left side of the stage is actually Bailey's truck, which is really cool.
It's a badass truck.
So it's exciting. So what do we have to look forward to as far as new music and stuff from you?
Man, we're just going to keep putting these singles out, the best music we can. Just, you know, might get an album. We'll see.
Yeah, are you like signed anywhere? Like, what's the
team
kind of
look like? Yeah, I'm with Big Machine.
You're with Big Machine? Fuck yeah, that's Big awesome, Machine, dude. Yeah. I actually just did a pod with Chase McDaniel not too long ago. He's over there, too.
He's a good guy.
They've always had a good roster over there, but they've really built it up here
recently.
So
for sure.
Excited for you, dude. And appreciate you coming on and hanging with us. Enjoy the surf side and enjoy the vibes. We're going to be introducing you over on the side stage, which we're very excited about.
Awesome, dude.
And then one last thing. There's all this fair food going on right now.
Yeah.
What's your, like, you have to have it at a fair kind of thing? You a funnel cake guy? You a corn dog guy? You're interested in that Mac Daddy sandwich thing over there? Like, what is on Cade's festival kind of essential?
I don't know if they'll have it here, but do you want the Louisiana option?
Yeah.
Alligator on a stick.
Alligator on a stick. He's looking for alligator on a stick. Is Max tour managing for
him? Yeah.
Max... TM, you got to find him alligator on a stick. That's what he's looking for in a festival.
Alligator on a stick.
They don't have any alligators up here. It might be a little hard, but we'll find you something on a stick for sure.
It tastes like chicken kind of, so chicken.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's awesome. Well, Lacade, thank you for joining us, brother.
Thanks,
and I'm excited to see you. Lacade will be on the stage. What time do you go on?
3:15.
3:15 on the side stage. Y'all go over and see our boy Lacade. They got the band
in
town.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see my boy Luke Robinson, too, man.
Oh, yeah,
that's so cool.
He's going to shred that thing.
Bro, and it's cool, too, because, like, watching him, he came up in, like, the worship world. Mm-hmm. So he's used to, like, jamming and doing it that way.
Church swells.
I'm so proud of him and so happy you have him out on the road as well.
Sure.
So, and have Max and all these boys. So
it'll be
a fun day. So y'all make some noise for the Cade one time. Well, there we go. Hell yeah. Well, we'll be back with more interviews here. This is Outside the Round live at Tailgate and Tallboys, day 3 in Bloomington, Illinois. All righty. Well, we are back live at Tailgate and Tallboys, Bloomington, Illinois. We are recovering because of that man right there. That man put on a badass after
Cliff,
party.
Cliff,
top 10 of after parties we've been to.
Yes, my voice is fucking toast, dog. My voice is toast. It's been a blast of a weekend, and we still have all of today and all of tomorrow going on, which is just going to be insanity. Everybody's recovering right now because Cliffy D killed everyone at the damn after party. But once again, my name's Matt Burrell. We got Nikki T over there, and this is Outside the Round live at Tailgate and Tallboys 2024. How you doing, ladies? Stop by. We got all kinds of shit at the merch table. Come check it out. We've got our man, our master of ceremonies, if you will. He's partnered up on all the tailgating tall boys. He was with us last week in Clinton, Iowa. And you are the degenerate at large, and we love you for it. Comes from the great state of Missouri. We've got Mr. Alex Holum. Y'all make some noise for Alex out there.
So let's go.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Thank you, Alex, for being here with us. We assume you're hungover like we are.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, my guy?
Well, we'll just put it at this. I think I puked 15 times yesterday.
15 times. Can security confirm aggressive. That? Yeah. Security can confirm that. Content can confirm that. Brother, I mean, last weekend was dope, and this weekend's just, like, on another level.
Dude, the big thing about this one versus last weekend is a lot younger crowd, a lot rowdier. Yes. And we got the campsite that you can pregame until 6 a.m., and fucking by 2 p.m., you're ready to be after. I mean, you're plastered, so.
Yeah.
The amount of people who got kicked out before Eric Church out of the Super VIP was hilarious last night.
Yeah, dude, it was wild. And we were up hanging out in that VIP, in that Super VIP area. I was ripping a cigar with our boy over there.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, like,
we got some more cigars too.
Yeah,
don't worry.
We have plenty more.
We'll bring them for tonight.
Cigars for you, my brother. What's it been like going to events like this and going to festivals?
Dude, it's the most badass shit because I'm a country boy. I love country music, and my fan base is people who like country music and getting rowdy. So it's like, what better place than a country music festival? That's just a huge fucking party.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
These boys do it right, too. Like, oh, yeah. They put the emphasis on making sure that everyone parties. I love the after party late night.
Dude, people come up to me and they're like, you don't really drink like you do online. I'm like, I puke 15 times a day. I really drink like that.
Trust me, what you see is what you get. I'm Alex Holum. This is what I do. So what kind of your backstory, because we met last week in Clinton and talked a little bit on DMs leading up to Iowa last week. How did you kind of get into doing what you were doing, and what were you doing before that?
So growing up, dick construction, just typical small town stuff. My family owned a family construction business, did that. Got into bodybuilding, actually. I know
really?
It don't look like it. I used to compete in men's physique, I know.
Wow.
That was before the 6,000 beers, but, you know.
Hey, you get it honest, hey. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then I met a kid on a cruise ship who was famous on Vine, my best friend of this day. Shout out Edward.
On Vine. It back. So yeah, that's a few years
this
back.
This was 2015.
Wow.
So 9 years ago, and we're still best friends this day.
That's awesome.
And he was a kid from Seattle. I was a small-town kid from New Franklin, didn't know nothing about social media. And I was like, man, this life looks cool. And so we didn't have any Wi-Fi at my dad's house, so I'd drive to my mom's in town or, like, go sit in, like, the school parking lot and, like, stream on, like, LTE and shit. And I started live streaming and then just worked through platforms. TikTok popped off. And then I had a video where I dropped an iPhone off a 10-story parking garage and grew 100,000 followers, like, overnight.
Dang.
And it just shattered the iPhone. Almost fell off the fucking parking garage. So that's what I do for content, free fuckers. But
that's ridiculous.
So I grew to 1.7 million. I kind of went through, like, a real, like, dark phase in life and stopped posting, stopped doing anything, moved back home, just fished every day, hung out with my family, the dogs, and started doing the interviews and shit. Like, because I'm like, I'm already getting drunk at the bars. Let's have some fun with it.
Yeah.
I started asking people, like, would you suck your dad's dick to save your mom's life? Just fucked up shit that nobody's going to ask, but that's really who I am, so I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
And you can't answer that. Like, there's no way to answer it. Because one, your mom's dying, one, you're gay. So it's like, you know. And I don't know. And then I started seeing the high schoolers, like, asking people, like, who's the hottest person at the school? And then they go up to and ask them, and then they just keep going. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to do that drunk and get somebody to kiss. And at that point, it was game over. The first video I ever had, I was like, what do you think about this girl? He goes, she's the hottest girl. I go, what do you think about him? She goes, zero. He fucked my best friend.
Oh.
And the camera turns to me, and I'm like, and it got like 3 million. And then the next one, I got a kiss, and it got like 4 million.
Nice.
And then it just went crazy. I was pulling like 100 to 200 million views a month on TikTok.
Wow.
Insane.
Grew over a million followers in 4 months.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it went crazy.
Well, you talk about like the dark phase. That's something like being a creator and doing what you do.
It had nothing to do with it. It was a psycho ass ex girlfriend.
Okay. Oh, psycho ass.
Nothing to do with
that. Because I was going
to
say,
fuck,
like,
that bitch.
Because, like, you hear it with artists and songwriters and stuff too, because that's creative on another on another side, another lane. And people in Nashville go through that as well.
Yep.
You know, we kind of get burnt out with
people just
shit.
Always see the glory of it. Like, they don't really see, like, a lot of times behind the scenes of shit. Which, me, like, I'm happy as hell right now. But, like, it was just a psycho ass ex girlfriend who made me feel like I was worthless.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, we've had them.
I almost stage dived off a 7-story building. I was on the edge.
Damn.
But hey, if you're on the edge, you don't got to jump, man. Life will get better. I promise
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Then you will end up having a great weekend, like we're having in
exactly.
fucking
getting drunk with hot women in Bloomington, Illinois, baby.
Let's go. We love that. So, where has the rowdiest area been for you here in Bloomington?
In Bloomington?
As far as the campgrounds and stuff go. What
I mean, N17 was pretty lit last night. They kid came up to me drunk as piss.
Oh, you went out to the bars after?
No, we went to the campsite. Oh. But they were like telling everybody N17. There's probably like 60 people over there.
Wow.
Pretty fun, but I was fucking dead. That was about 15 pukes later, and body was done. But they were still housing them. Some kids like shotgun. I'm like, dude, it's going to come out all over the fire if I shotgun. I'm like, we're not doing that shit right now.
This fire's going to go out.
But man, that after party last night was fucking rowdy. That was a good time. Being able to do it all day and then go all night with the after party. Shout out to the people here, man.
Yeah, Bless them, dude. They do. Austin, Wayne, the entire crew.
Dude, shout out to the whole fucking tailgate and tall boys.
Honestly, yes. Bro, it's like this.
Shout out to Austin.
Austin. Yep. It's like because obviously this lineup is insane. Music-wise, it's just absurd.
Dude, what's cool about Clinton is it was more of a rock country. You know, you got Shinedown, you got Jelly Roll, who tailors to all of it. That was badass. And then here you got more like traditional country. Cody Johnson, Eric Church, Riley Green, and then Bailey's kind of like everything. So
yeah.
It's definitely a great ass lineup.
Yeah, and then to have the truck show as a part of it.
Oh, dude, badass.
Camping as a major feature with all the campers out there. And it becomes something that folks in this area and within like 100, 200 mile radius mark on their calendar.
Oh, yeah.
And making their summer plan. That's kind of how Raised Rowdy got started, was going to a festival similar to this in Ohio, near where Nick was from in western Pennsylvania.
Yep.
And it's like it becomes part of the culture of the area.
Dude, the best thing is like, with camping, it's like you start at 6 a.m., you wake up, you can get fucking tossed in the campground, and then you come in, you know, with like Clinton, that people would show up sober, and that ain't no fun to be sober. So you got to get drunk and on expensive ass beers and shit. Over there, you just drink all you want. Moonshine. I had some moonshine last night, apple pie.
Ooh.
Ooh, buddy, I tasted the apple cinnamon in that motherfucker. It was good.
What is your drink of choice in regular?
Okay, Happy Dad, number one.
Yep.
But if I'm not drinking that, Crown Peach is Sprite.
Yeah.
With an orange.
Man. Crown Peach. I have had some other people that are like live and die by Crown Peach.
Hey, if you go
to John Langston, big Crown
if
guy.
If you go to the Artist Hospitality, ask him how many bottles of Crown Peach I went through in the last 2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah, we'll have to check in with Emily and LJ.
I've been housing them.
Yeah, and what have some of the interactions been like with the artists that you've gotten to have over the past 2 weeks?
Amazing, man. We were with Bailey yesterday for a while, partying. Brother, super cool, man. Good people. We got a lot of mutual friends, so that worked out well. But no, it's cool, dude. Everybody from top to bottom we met. Jelly Roll's whole band. We were partying with them on their bus after last weekend, so that was cool as hell. And no, everybody's just been so freaking cool. My buddy Parker gets to do shit like this. So he's a huge country music fan. So he was chopping it up with Cody Johnson's fiddle player. And I thought he was like a kid in a candy shop. So it was cool to see that.
That's what's so cool about the way being involved with a festival like we are this year. It's really cool because you get to see what's back there, but then you still get to come out and experience
party.
It. Now, did you grow up going to a lot of festivals and stuff?
Some, but Missouri don't have a lot.
Like county fair, state fair.
Yeah,
kind
state,
of stuff.
Our state fair is like the bread and butter of Missouri, which is cool. That's where I've seen Florida Georgia Line. I've seen Carrie Underwood. I've seen Sarah Evans. I've seen Jake Owen, Lee Rice, Chase Rice, all them. Yeah. So just like that was the main thing. Mizzou Arena, a little bit. I saw Toby Keith, my first ever concert. Rest in peace to that legend.
Right, yeah, dude. Toby.
My stepdad at the time waited in line for 6 hours. He gave me front row tickets, me and my mom.
Wow.
Toby actually gave me his straw hat. I still have it to this day somewhere.
Crazy.
So that's cool.
That's really cool, dude. So who are you excited about today? Obviously, you've been kicking it with Bailey. Bailey's been
partying
all weekend.
I'm a huge Chase Rice fan, though. Huge. I saw him at the Blue Note in Columbia, and he signed my phone case, and I still got it. It was like 10 fucking years ago, but, man, I love Chase Rice. He gets down, too. He comes out and gets hammered, so that's what I like to do.
Keeping that bro country alive, baby.
Yeah.
Keeping that era alive. And then you're getting ready. Can we announce about the 615 stuff, about getting out to Nashville, Tennessee?
Dude, let's do it.
We were talking about it last week.
Yep, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be moving to Nashville around October time. So we're going to be doing a lot more shit with the Raised Rowdy Boys, man. It's going
to
be fun.
Dude, you in Nashville is just going to be electric, and you've gotten to experience that city a few times. Have these guys been out there with you?
No, not yet. You want to hear the craziest Nashville story?
Yeah, what you got?
We're in Luke Bryan's bar, right?
Okay, downtown Broadway, Nashville.
Mind you, we're with Luke Bryan's nephew, and we go in the bathroom, and we see something, we're like, wait, what the hell's going on? This dude is getting topped off by this girl who's like 6'5".
Oh.
And I have a video, it went viral, and all you can see is like her boots, and then it's funny because she had, the top comment was, I know a size 11 Justin Ropers when I see him. And he comes out and we're all cheering for him. It was like 10 people in the bathroom because they're in the lock stall. And that dude, it was a hilarious damn video. But I was like, no way you're going to do it in one of the busiest bars in Nashville on a Saturday night. But hey, you got balls to do that, man. Have
Nashville,
fun.
Nashville,
man.
You never know what you're going
to
see.
It's a special place. And I've gotten to see it grow. It'll be 6 years of me living there in October. So I've gotten to see it really elevate and grow. And to have folks like yourself that have the social media presence and just energy, it's like it's the place to be right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Music, especially entertainment. With me, like, loving country music and being a country boy, man, I don't think anywhere would be better for me in the future of my career. Like,
lots
the best
of
my career, so.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, you'll dominate, dude. That'll be awesome.
And Dustin lives there, man. I love Dustin. Great dude. So, we're going to party
with
him, boys.
Yeah, you and Dustin Lynch. What is partying with Dustin Lynch like?
Dude, sometimes he gets after it. Sometimes he's got media and stuff. He's like, oh, I'm going to take it slow. But Clint, his merch guy, we get plastered. Man, that dude is fun.
Shout out to the merch guys. That's how I got my start in business, was being a merch guy.
Because y'all get to have the fun job, man. Y'all get to sling merch to hot girls and get plastered.
You get to meet everybody.
Exactly.
You're the first thing they see before the band goes on. So you're kind of setting the tone.
And all the girls think you can get them backstage, so they come right up to you.
When honestly, you can't. You know, merch guy, you're low man on the totem pole. But it's a good look. It's a good appearance. And yeah, dude, as far as festival food and like fair stuff, I know we have the access to catering backstage and the catering crew's been awesome. Esther got down last night.
Dude.
I was blown away. Esther, this amazing woman who runs the catering backstage.
You wanna hear something funny?
Elevated.
She doesn't know my name. She just calls me Shotgun.
Oh.
Shotgun. Every time she's like, Shotgun! Shotgun, you here?
Shotgun, here's
yeah, she's getting down. We saw her earlier. She's like, I feel rough today, man.
Oh yeah. I bet.
Her energy level was 100 at 1 a.m.
Dude, shout out to Whitey, though. He is chefing it.
Dude, gets the job done. But
that chicken salad, fire.
Oh, dude, yeah. When you're out at something like this, what are you eating? What are you consuming? Because you're a man of good taste.
All right.
We see it.
So what we found in Clinton, Iowa, there's a barbecue truck over here. It's called Smoking Meat. I don't know what exactly it's called, but they got a slaw dog that is unreal. We've had me and Plenty, between the last 2 weekends, we've had about 7 of them.
Got to get that slaw dog.
They are unreal, man.
All right. We got to go over and get those slaw dogs tonight.
Yes, we definitely got to get some slaw
tell
dogs.
Tell them I sent you, man. And then her daughter was over there. She was probably 8 years old, and she was a big fan. So I took a picture with her, and she told me this week, and she's like, man, you made her the week. I was like, man, that's cool.
That's
cool to be able to do that. I don't know why young kids are watching my videos, but hey, thank you.
The internet.
I don't claim to be a good influence, but I'm a fun one.
Yeah, dude, that's what's cool, too, all the interactions that you get to have with folks that follow you. And in a small town like this, dude, you have a following all over the world.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
It's crazy, man. And to me, it's never really like kicked in because my graduating class was 28 kids. I am from the sticks to the sticks in Missouri. And to be able to have over 4 million people follow me is absolutely crazy.
That's wild, dog. Well, brother, I appreciate you coming on, Jordan.
Appreciate you guys having me.
So I'll be on the main stage. Nick is going to be on the side stage. We're going to do some emceeing. Alex is going to be introducing Taylor Holder, who's a good buddy of yours.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's gonna be really cool.
Yep.
We're gonna have Alex on the stage at some point on the big stage. Then we're gonna have you shooting the t-shirt cannon.
Yeah.
Last week we had you shotgun a beer and you're like, man, I can't do this white people shit. You spilled the beer all over
you. Dude, awesome. He did beat the other guy though.
He did.
Oh yeah.
You did.
Mind you, that was his first ever shotgun in his life.
In front of 15,000 people at a music festival.
I'll never forget, man. I give
you a lot of credit, my brother. But we're gonna have you on stage doing the t-shirt. We're gonna have the t-shirt cannon going. Gonna be shotgunning some cold ones.
Yeah.
And it's also our boy Caden McGuire's birthday today. So,
good
Lord
old Caden.
Knows.
Good old Caden, man.
Lord knows what we're going to end up doing with him at some point later this evening. So,
Caden don't really get down like that, though. He don't drink.
It's his birthday, though.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's his birthday.
21 shots for him.
21 shots.
Hey, we would just take one shot, you know.
Well, just take one. Yeah. But brother, we appreciate the hell out of you.
Dude, I appreciate you guys.
Can't wait for you to come out to Nashville. Yes. We'll do one of these.
Keep
in
us
the
in
the
loop on that.
Yeah, dude. And we're happy to give you a full introduction to the local side
of Nashville.
There we go,
man. Hey, I know a bar out there, though. There's a local bar. Santa's Pub, man.
Oh, yeah.
Santa's Pub. What's the three rules? Only cash, no disrespect to women, and what is the other one?
No cursing on the mic.
No cursing. Yep.
No beer on stage, no cursing on the mic.
Yep.
And
they'll kick you off stage mid-song.
Yeah, and it's Sig's Inside, too. Santa's Pub in Nashville.
Every place needs to be Man, do you see some baseball stadiums are allowing it now?
No.
And football stadiums, yeah.
Wow.
And like, they got like a smoking section now.
We're back in like 2002, bro.
We're coming.
Creed is on tour.
Eminem's dropping a new album.
Attitude Era. Like, it is coming back, brother.
Trump's coming back. Yeah.
This year.
Wild stuff. But where can people go to follow you if they're not following you already?
Alex Holum on all social media. If you just go on TikTok and type in Wingman, that's what it is, man.
Hell yeah.
Or just type in drunk motherfucker. I'll probably pop up somewhere.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Yes, sir. Make women come again. I've been trying for 28 fucking years, boys.
Oh, no. These degenerates and their fucking shirts.
You guys have great shirts.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Well, this is a good place to wrap it up for sure.
Yeah.
Make sure you wrap it up, guys. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Fuck yes. No. Raw dog only, baby.
Jesus Christ. God damn it. Well, thank you guys for checking out our live podcast. This is coming at you from Bloomington, Illinois, Tailgating Tall Boys Day 3. We'll be back out here tomorrow. I believe we got our boys from Lakeview joining us.
Yep.
We got my boy Ben Chapman, California Sober Friendly. And then we've got Kobe Cooper, who is also 420.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get Wayne and Austin on one of these.
Yep, it'd be fun.
To hear from the guys that really put this thing on. So,
legends, man.
Thank you guys as always. Shout out to our man Alex for joining
us. Hey, if you ain't drinking, then just get the fuck out of here. That's all I got to say.
And y'all, shout out to our boy Lacade for coming on earlier as well. We're going to go get ready on the stages over there and keep the party going. This has been Outside the Round live from Tailgating Tall Boys, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hell yeah.
I ain't never been the kind for staying one place for too long. I ain't never been the best at saying I love you to a girl I love. Only got a couple tricks on my sleeve. They usually just make them leave.